Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And you're listening
to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host for Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, if you're new here, guys, Revolutionary Life is a Block Talk Radio station that deals with things that affect our lives every day, every day. But we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. All right? Revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, when you're in the front, when change goes down, you might have a chance to shape how it ends, right? When it's over. If you're on the ass end of change, you might not have any say in anything. So we like to stay, keep our fingers on the pulse around here. So tonight, guys. Oh, also, if you're new here, we're here every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. Monday through Friday. And you never know what the subject is going to be, guys. So I'll be directing you again later in the show to my follow button in case you want to be notified when we're live. And, of course, to our share button in case it's a topic that you'd like to share with others. Might be one that you're very interested in. Might be one that you're not, but you know someone who is and would like to comment or hear our comments on the subject here at Revolutionary Life. Today, tonight, for instance, we have an interesting topic tonight. Tonight, our topic is, what are you? And the question is really about spirituality. The question is, are you a physical body? Are you just a physical body? Or are you a spiritual being on a physical journey? Are you in possession of a physical body, but that's not you? Spirit inside. You're the ghost in the machine. All right? So there's a lot of, that takes us everywhere, man. It takes us from religion to, you know, atheism to no religion. It takes us from materialism to idealism. Spiritualism, New Age, ancient times, ancient practices, religious practices, spiritual practices, to just materialistic ideas. And I'll talk about that, guys. I'll talk about the source, how the source of materialistic ideas are always a giveaway. The desire for material things in abundance is always a giveaway. Can be. Let me put it this way. It can be a giveaway to whether you consider yourself just a physical body here on earth until you're born, you're going to mature, and you're going to die. And somebody else will be born and they are mature and they will die. That's just the circle of life. There is no life after death. There is no special day when everybody's going to rise up and go to heaven. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There is none of that stuff. Physical body. And when that body is old and decrepit, it's going to fall apart just like everything else in the world. Everything is born, everything matures, gets old, and dies. End of story. On the other hand, of course, there's a spiritual community out there. And I don't mean New Age people. When I say spiritual community, I mean everybody. I mean the religious community as well, because even in the religious community, even when you die, there's a day of resurrection. The spiritual community speaks about a savior who was resurrected from the dead. the spiritual, the religious community, you can hear about arisen saviors, arisen being born again. Or that at the end of the world or whatever, the apocalypse, there's going to be a judgment day. There's going to be a rapture. And everybody dead and alive are going to be alive. And that's where you get your judgment. You got to come back alive. You got to have somebody to judge, some way to judge you. And so it seems that at the end of time or life or whatever, there will be a judgment. And nobody gets out of it, even if you're dead. So obviously, there's some life after death. There's life after death in heaven if you go to heaven. There's life after death in hell in some religions if you go to hell, a purgatory. But there's life after death in religions. And then, of course, in spirituality, in the New Age world, there's a lot of stuff online of people who've had what's called near-death experiences. Have you ever had a near-death experience? Have you ever had a near-death experience? Well, there's a number of people who said that they've died. They've been pronounced dead by the physicians in the hospitals or wherever they were, and the covers put over their head. And taken to the morgue. They were pronounced dead, for all intents and purposes, dead. And they woke up. To everybody's surprise, they came back. It's another term they use. They came back. They returned. And then when you hear some of the stories, right? Stories that I hear on the internet and stuff about near-death experiences and people who do research in this area literally talk about these experiences that people had while they were lying there clinically dead. As far as the material world, the physical world that doctors were trained in, medical professionals for training goes, this person is pronounced dead. They could be wheeled out of here, taken down to the morgue. So a near-death experience, well, near-death experience, I guess, guys, let's just straighten that out. People say shit. People got labels, but labels don't really describe things. Sometimes they obfuscate the truth. In other words, when somebody tells you a near-death experience, oftentimes, that doesn't mean they got close to death. Now, in some instances, they got close to death, but they are most of them and others are dead, not close to death, not near death, not cerca death, not near death, dead, pronounced dead by the attending physician. So that ain't a near-death experience. That's dead as far as physical science or medical science is concerned. They ready to sign the papers on you. They ready to put that toe tag with your name on you to identify you and take you down to the cold room, to the morgue, and you wake up and you recover. Now, these people got stories to tell about who they saw. While they saw their family, friends, they were led by angels. They saw a light, a tunnel at the end of the tunnel or something like that. They saw a light, bright light, to walk into the light, all that good stuff. That comes from a life after death experience, not a near-death experience. They call it a near-death experience, but some of these people were pronounced clinically dead. It's after death. This life is an experience after death, more accurately. And so, yeah. And so when you start hearing stories like that, or the guy who tried to prove, you remember this, guys? There was a guy who tried to prove that when you die, you lose 28 grams of weight. They had a movie called 28 Grams, as a matter of fact. There was a movie with Sean Penn called 28 Grams. I think that was Sean Penn. And it was taped out, and it was off of this research. I think that was just later unproven. But at the time, this research was out, and they made a movie called 28 Grams. And this guy who did the research actually said that when he weighed a human body before the human died, and then immediately after death, immediately after the person was announced dead, he weighed the body again, and each time the body lost 28 grams. Where did that 28 grams go? So there was a big speculation. Was that spirit? Was that the soul? What was that? But hasn't been reproducible. And in science, if you can't reproduce it, they're going to call bull on it. I'm sorry. He had pictures and things like that of mice and other things that he had experimented with, but he didn't have enough evidence to prove that when you die, you lose 28 grams immediately, let alone what that 28 grams is, what that 28 grams was. Was it your soul? Was it your spirit leaving your body? Why come a minute ago you weighed 128 pounds? After you die, now you weigh 100 pounds. Anyway, guys, so spirit, religion, and spirituality has been around a long time. And so what I'd like to do is speak on some of the history of spirituality, of the spiritual world, and I'd like to bring it up today. I'll even throw in some atheist arguments about the belief in a God and a spirit and a soul and all that good stuff. Atheists don't believe in any of that. Well, we're going to take a break, and I'll be right back. But let me leave you with this. Life and death are not opposites. Let me leave you with this. Death is the opposite of birth. Death is the opposite of birth. Not the opposite of life. How about that? Death is the opposite of birth. Death has never been the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. Let me give you a little music. Think about that. I'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight here on Revolutionary Life, we were talking about spiritual. We asked the question, are you just a physical body that has a spiritual experience every now and then? Or are you a spirit on a physical journey through this life? You got to, it seems to me that everybody has to make that decision at some time or another. To have this discussion, you have to decide whether you believe, and belief is everything, guys. What you believe, you perceive. What do you believe, that you're just a physical body? That's it. And when it gets old and dies, that's the end of you. And then somebody else will be born and they'll go through the same process. They get old and they will die. And that's the end of them. Is that all there is to life? But let's say you're an atheist. You don't believe in God. All right. So you don't believe in heaven and hell. You don't believe in judgments by some supreme being. You don't even believe there was a creator being. Energy, person, whatever. You don't believe that there was a creator, a creative, but you might believe that there was a big bang that led to the creation of everything that we see. You might go with that, but there is no woo-woo stuff. For you, you're an atheist, so there's no spiritual stuff. There's no woo-woo stuff. There's no ghosts and goblins. There's no soul that's going to go to heaven or hell, or that needs to be saved, save your soul, that they don't see themselves with a soul that needs to be saved. They don't worship. They don't worship a god, a deity that is considered a supreme being. Now, a materialist is very much an atheist in that sense, because a materialist believes it's just this material world. There is no spiritual world. There is no ephemeral world. There is no ethereal world. There is no metaphysical. There's just physical. And that nobody can prove that there's a metaphysical, that there is an other world, that there's a spiritual world out there where the dead are still walking around or alive or they're somehow present. Atheists or materialists don't even go there. A materialist will tell you in a minute that for every material problem in your life, there's a material solution. For every material problem, there's a material solution. Not a spiritual one. They believe that spirituality is just a lot of navel contemplation, meditating, or whatever. In fact, they believe it's an escape from dealing with the material world as it is, like it is, material to material. If there's a material problem, it has a material solution. Searching for some kind of spiritual solution outside of the material world is a waste of time to a materialist. At best, at worst, it's an ignorance or an ignoring or an escape from dealing with the problem. You'd rather go meditate somewhere on the problem rather than put your hands on it and make a change or to fight or whatever. Whatever you need to do. So materialists don't want to hear about meditation and spiritual stuff. That hasn't been proved to a materialist satisfaction. For every material problem, there's a material solution, according to a materialist. Right? And so if you're an atheist, your body means everything to you then. If you're just a body, there's no soul, no spirit, nothing survives after you're dead, then all you got is your lifespan. That's it. And you have to make it happen in that period of time. The average lifespan in the United States for a male, a white male, is probably about 75 years old, 72, something like that. Average guy. Some people live much longer. But let's say you got 72 years to kick it, to do your thing in this world, and then you die. End of story. You can't take anything with you. But you develop ideologies based on materialism if you're an atheist, because material world is the only world you believe exists, and you have to make the best of it. Right? So if you're an atheist and they know God or heaven or and all that stuff, then all you have is your physical body for your existence, to prove your existence. And so what do? You build edifice to yourself. You get giant paintings of yourself. You get yourself doctored all up to look, to look better. You spend thousands of dollars on cosmetic surgery and things to fix your body up to make it look younger and stronger and healthier and beautiful. You are willing to put AI, computer chips and whatnot, into your body to make it run faster, jump higher, think better, or whatever. Your body means everything to you. Slogans, atheist slogans, materialist slogans go things like, "He who dies." I've seen t-shirts, guys. "He who dies with the most toys wins." You know where I saw these t-shirts? On Wall Street in Manhattan. The masters of the universe. The financial communities. The young wealthy guys who work for these big stock firms that handle your stocks, trading. And the like. "He who dies with the most toys wins the game." They got motorcycles. They got boats. They got this. They got that. They got the latest cars. They got all material things as you can imagine is their goal. And then some are more conservative. Some people believe just that, okay, so I'm going to die at 72. I'm going to make sure I have something to leave my kids, inheritance. To leave my kids. So I'm going to accumulate wealth. I'm going to accumulate property. I'm going to accumulate things that I can pass on to my family. Right? Because that's all I have to pass on. It's what I accumulate in this material world. And if I don't meet the expectations of this material world and accumulation, I fail. If I live and die and never own my own home, own car, land, property, money, a bank account, nice bank account, heavy, funded, well, all that good shit. If I die without having all them good things that life is supposed to bring you, if you work hard, then I failed. And so I'm going to spend my life collecting material things. And I'm not going to be selfish about it, because I'm just going to say I'm collecting these so I have something to pass on to the next generation. Right? An atheist, or somebody who doesn't believe that there's a spirit or a life after death and all that stuff, that person can easily check out of this world. I've seen a poster saying to God by somebody who's committing suicide, about to commit suicide, leaves a sign saying, "God, you can't fire me. I quit." Anybody seen that poster, guys? I've seen this poster. I think I got a picture of it. "God, You can't fire me. I quit. You see, if you're a materialist, there's no life after death. So what's the big deal? If you're tired of life, you kill yourself. If you're tired of life, you kill yourself. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. I've heard young people in conversations telling jokes to each other. And somebody said, well, hey, man, if all you got is them cheap tennis shoes and you kill yourself. If all you got is da-da-da-da-da, if, you know, kill yourself. You know what I mean? They say it as a joke, or they say it like that. They're saying it like it ain't worth it for you to have those things. Those things ain't worth it. And if that all you got, kill yourself. That's a joke now. But to an atheist, to somebody who doesn't believe there's any punishment or life after death or anything, suicide is no big deal. It's checking out. God, you can't fire me. I quit. Now, that's an interesting thing. I'm going to stop right there. Because it's an interesting thing there, dynamic there. If you believe you're just a physical body, then suicide may be an option out of this whole mess of a society for you. If you believe there is a God, if you are spiritual, say you're religious, you might believe that it's a sin in some religions to kill yourself. Suicide is a sin, not just a law in civil society, but in religion, it's a sin in some religions. Suicide is a sin. In some religions, suicide in the name of God, Allahu Akbar. God is great. Allahu Akbar. Flip the switch and kill yourself and your enemies. It's war. So I guess that's okay then, that you kill yourself when you're a suicide bomber. That's why they call them a suicide bomber, because they're committing suicide, which in some religions are considered a sin. I suppose it's not if you're committing suicide in the name of your deity. I suppose. However, guys, there are some religions that believe that you reincarnate. How about that? So there are some spiritual teachings that says that you are a spirit, not a physical body, and that when that physical body dies, the spirit in that body does not die. In fact, it can be reborn into a new body. They call it reincarnation. Now, that's Latin. That's a Latin-based term, because we know what re means, to do it again, but incarnation, well, let's take the word carnation, or let's take the word carne, C-A-R-N-E, carne. Carne is Latin for meat. Carne, C-A-R-N-E, is Spanish, for instance, which is a Latin-based language, is Spanish for flesh. So if I reincarnate, I'm re-entering the flesh. So that's one word, that's one label for an activity that literally says what that activity is. It's more informative than a lot of other words we use. It says that you re-enter the flesh, you reincarnate, carne being flesh in the Latin, C-A-R-N-E, carne means flesh. A dog or an animal that eats meat is called a carnivore, because they devour meat. That makes them a carnivore. If they ate plants, they'd be a herbivore, right? So carne is a Latin term in science, and biology, yeah, in science, that is used at, to describe meat, carne. So if I'm reincarnating, I'm refleshing. I'm coming back into the flesh. And so there's some religions, some spiritual teachings that says that you can reincarnate. And that's been around for thousands of years. This idea of people coming back has been around for thousands and thousands of years all over the world. All over the world. There's some Buddhist sects that has found, that went around the world searching for a reincarnated Buddha teacher, famous Buddhist teacher. And they found this little, what, three or four, five-year-old baby, boy, and they swear that that little boy was a reincarnation of their past teacher who had passed on. And sure enough, that little boy was given a seat on a throne, taken back to the Himalayas somewhere, put on a seat on the throne and jewels and diamonds and everything all around him. He was running stuff. And he wasn't even 5 years old because his followers were sure that that was the old man who died. Now he's back again as a 3 or 5 year old. They found him and brought him back, was able to bring him back. At 3 to 5 years old, he's a ruler still. So that's those. So those people who do believe in there's a spirit, those people who do believe that you're more than just your body, they don't do suicide, or they think twice about suicide, unlike an atheist would or a materialist would. They think twice about suicide because, number one, in some religions, it's a sin. Number two, in some religions, you just come back anyway. It's a cycle. You just come back as a child again. And as a matter of fact, suicidal tendencies, if anybody's out there got them, there are some religions that nobody's proven is wrong or not, but there are some religions that believe that suicide doesn't help, because you just come back and face the same problems until you solve them. Until you walk through that fire, whatever that problem is, I say that fire, but whatever that problem is that you caused you to kill yourself, whatever that situation was that drove you to suicide, oh, they say, well, you're going to run into that again. So you can kill yourself as many times as you like. You're going to come back to that problem until you solve it. You don't get away. They got something called karma. K-A-R-K-A-M-A-R. Karma. K-A-R-M-A. Karma. And you just keep coming back until you dealt with your karma. Until you dealt with it. If you were rich in one life, let's say, and you didn't understand the poor, didn't have sympathy for them or whatever, you might be born poor in the next life, just so you see what it's like. How about that for retribution, for reconciling situations? And so if you're an atheist, if you have no spiritual leanings whatsoever, suicide is no big deal for you. You're just a physical body that's going to get old and die anyway. And when you're among materialists, that's all they think about, is the collection of material things to make them happy, to say that they lived a good life. Live good, die young, and have a good-looking corpse. Live fast, die young, and have a good-looking corpse. Live your life fast. Good liquor and bad women. Live good, live fast, die young, and just have a good-looking corpse. That is a slogan. That's a motto. That's a call in some communities, whether you know it or not. Fuck it. Live fast, die young, and you have a good-looking corpse. Enjoy this life while you got it. Life is short. Play hard. Those who die with the most toys win. These are the slogans of a materialist. These are the slogans of someone who has no spiritual grounding or interest or concerns. I feel there is none. If you have spiritual concerns, you would hesitate to kill yourself, to mutilate or kill yourself. To kill yourself is a sin in some religions. And if you believe in reincarnation, that spirit of yours will come back. Suicide doesn't help for those who have a spirit, because they will either be punished for killing themselves, or they will just keep coming back until they solve the problem that led them to suicide in the first place. I don't know, which one are you? This is a call-in show, guys. I got about 15 minutes. I'm going to open up my lines and open up my chat room. And I'll be taking comments in the chat, and I'll be taking phone calls. On the air. You'll come right onto the air. Ain't no secretaries. If you call me, you come right onto the air. Everybody hear what you have to say. Everybody hear my response. And so, 14 minutes. Okay, so, all right. And so tonight, we've been addressing this concept of physical body versus a spiritual body on a physical journey, a spiritual being in a body, on a physical journey. Which one are you? Now, I'm going to end my part on this, and then I'm going to open up my line. But I want to end my part on this by saying that for me, I believe that there is a spiritual, I believe in that second part, that I'm a spiritual being on a physical journey. And I'll tell you why. Let me start with the worst scenario. I'll tell you why. Number one, I came up in a pretty rough community. And some of the options I could have chosen could have been some pretty devastating options to me and others around me. And once I became a materialist or an atheist, my philosophy of life didn't have anything to do with my afterlife, whether I was going to go to heaven or hell. It had everything to do with how much fun, how much I could have right here, right now. Because, and that meant that I was a danger to myself and others. Is that a definition for insanity? Maybe that's one of them definitions for insanity. Maybe I was insane. Because at some point, I thought there was no purpose in life. I thought we were all just born, get old, and die. Have a house full of kids, get old, and die. Born, have a house full of kids, get old, and die. Born, get a job, work yourself till you get old, retire, die. And when I looked at that growing up as a teenager in a tough neighborhood, I decided that I didn't want to live that life. I decided that if that was all that was to life, roaches have babies. Rats have babies. They're born, they mature, they get old, and that's that. That program has already been done. You mean tell me I was born just to go through that motion? It's already been done. I can't do nothing different than they did. I can get a job. I can get a home. I can get in 30 years worth of debt. I can get 2.5 kids. I could get a big house out there and a lot of debt and work my ass off until I get old and have a bunch of kids take over from when I die. And whatever they do with whatever they took of mine and what they do to it, they do to it. It's up to them. But that was life. That's what life looked like to me. And if that was all there was to it, I didn't give a damn if I died. How about that? Well, I'm a teenager. I'm rebellious against everything. But right now, there's a life out there that I could be a part of that'll get me some money quick and lots of it. I mean, I could end up losing my freedom or my life getting it. But what the hell? If life is just about being born, getting old, and dying, then I'm going to do that anyway, whether I do it in jail or whether I die early. You know what I mean? So when there was no spirituality, guys, when there was no life after death, when there was no higher consciousness, like in the New Age world where you reach a higher consciousness, you evolve, you ascend to another dimension, to the fifth dimension, to another reality, parallel reality and all that good stuff, another planet, you know, all that stuff. I wasn't familiar with most of it because I wasn't raised that way. I was raised in a Christian church since I was a baby, since I was a kid. And so once I left that, disillusioned with all of Judeo-Christianity and what I saw of it on the ground, then I became just an atheist. And I got dangerous to myself and others. Because life, if that's what life was all about, it didn't mean shit to me. Oh, you got to have some children. Yeah, roaches have children. Is that anything spectacular? A house full of kids? No, that's already been done. Being done as we speak, probably. Somewhere out there in the animal world. Somebody's having babies, getting old and dying. I just did not think life was worth going through all of this just to run that routine over and over again. You know what I mean? So it wasn't until I found spirituality, another type of spirituality, until I started getting in more into consciousness and awareness and living in the moment, in the present, and meditating and going inside and dealing with my spiritual self, getting to know myself and all that good stuff. Until I started dealing with that stuff, which excited me about life, which gave me something to live for, to ascend, to reach a higher state of consciousness, to reach a heightened awareness, to reach enlightenment. All of those goals, whether you call that bull or not, I don't know, guys. But it kept me alive. It made life a wonder to me. Wonderful, you might say. It made life a wonder to me. There was new things for me to find out about and to study about life. Life became exciting, electric, and magnetic. It opened up the world of life to me. And so when I left you just a minute ago in our first break, I told you, don't get it twisted. Death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Life, birth and death happens, birth and death is a cycle that happens within life. They call it the life cycle, but it happens within life. It doesn't happen to life. You know what I mean? Birth and death goes on in life, but it doesn't end life. And if you see life as a spirit, if you can look at life as a spirit, that energy that, have you ever seen anybody dead? Sure you have. You've been to a funeral. They got eyes, ears, hands, feet, but they don't respond to exterior stimuli. They don't seem to hear with those ears. They don't seem to see with those eyes. They're dead. They don't seem to be able to move their hands and fingers, even though they got hands and fingers. So you got a physical body laying there. Why come it ain't moving? Why come the eyes can't see? It's dead. Life has exited the body. We say that the body can no longer sustain life. When your body can no longer sustain life, life leaves the body. Life doesn't die with the body. Think about it like that. Life is what makes your eyes see, not just exist. A dead person has eyes and ears and a nose, but the idea that you can smell, taste, touch, and see, what makes those tools work? Where's the energy that makes those an eye see or an ear hear? All you got to do is stand next to something dead and you can see the difference. You can, and if you can't hold life in your hand, take a look at it outside of a body, don't worry about it. Look at something dead, look at something alive, and the difference is life, not the body. They got two arms, two legs, a head, an arm, ears, eyes. The body is not what changed. The absence of life in that body changed. That's all. For whatever reason, cancer, disease, a bullet, for whatever reason, the body could no longer sustain life. That's what happened. So life, if you can walk and you can talk and you can see and you can hear with those eyes, it's not because you got eyes and that you can see. That don't work. The dead have eyes and ears. It's not because you have eyes and ears that you can see and hear. It's because you have life that those eyes and ears sees and hears and responds to exterior stimuli. If you respond to exterior stimuli, you have life in you. And if you see life as a spirit, if you can see life as a soul or a spirit, you can be spiritual, right? And still believe in the body and its health because it's the vessel for life. It sustains life as long as it's healthy. And so your physical body is important, right? Because it's going to inform you about the world around you. But your spiritual body, which is the switch, which is the energy, the heat, you're 98.5 point something degrees. Each human is inside internally. It's like 97, 98 degrees inside. What keeps that temperature at 98 degrees? You? Are you stoking that fire? Are you telling them when it's too hot, cool down, when it's too cold, warm up? How do you keep that consistent temperature at 98 something, 0.5 or whatever, the human body's internal temperature? How do you maintain that? You probably don't even know how that function, temperature of body temperature functions, maintaining body temperature, thermostat in your body works. How you perspire to cool down. And you grab a tissue and start wiping the sweat off your face right away. Because you don't want to sweat. You might get musty or something. You might wet your clothes up. You don't want to sweat. But that's your body doing its job. Now, whether you know it or not, it's cooling itself by sweating. Water is still the best coolant. So take care. So here, take care of your body, take care of your mind, and take care of your spirit. Don't give up one foot. Don't go into a cave and meditate on your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Or don't spend your life chasing material things like there's no tomorrow. You have to put the two together. You have to both be spiritual and you have to both be physical. And when the two merge, you have a strong, beautiful, healthy body, mind, and spirit. And my slogan has always been, if you get busy strengthening your body, your mind, and your spirit, then you're ready for whatever comes down the pike. You're ready for whatever goes down. You're at the best you could be. Don't give up one for the other. Chastity, starvation, not starvation, but fasting over, you know, this religious fasting, going into a mountain and meditating until you get a beard a foot long. No. Or chasing dollars. Expense of your health. And everything else. And everybody else. That's the material world. One is a spiritual world. You got to put the two together. Come out the cave. Yeah, you can go in there and meditate. Get in touch with yourself. Know thyself. But once you've got something, once you know something, come up out that cave and take care of your body. You got to remember the Buddha. If you remember the story of Shakyamuni Buddha, then you know that Buddha went through all kinds of religious practices that required him to be celibate or required him to fast and all that good stuff and to meditate for hours. But it wasn't until he stopped all of that, grabbed him a bowl of beans and sat down up under a Bodhi tree, and boom, he gained enlightenment. Not while he was doing any of the spiritual stuff, but the day he stopped, he got up some food, sat down to eat, it dawned upon him the meaning of life. And so your spirituality, your enlightenment, it may require you to do both. For me, it's both. It's spiritual and it's material. And then one doesn't suffer for the other. They work together. They work together. My spirit will inform me, my body. And my body will make my spirit aware of its every pain, of its every pleasure, of its every desire. And if that desire, that pleasure, that want, that need happens to be part of my spiritual growth, I get it like that. It materializes. Yes, it does. It's called synchronicity. Just comes at the right place, right time. So try doing both, in my opinion. Be spiritual, but take care of your health and your physical body. Don't depend on your spirit to do your physical body, and don't depend on your physical body to maintain your spirit, I guess, because life will leave that body if that body becomes unworkable. Because of sickness, disease, whatever. Or a bullet. But what are you? Are you a physical body? Is that it? Is that what life's all about for you? Or are you a spiritual person? Religious or spiritual, where you believe that there's more to life than just this physical body? So I go along with the spirit on a physical journey. You might not. So that's on everybody. Everybody got to choose that path. All right. So what are you? What are you? Which are you? You don't get into that woo-woo stuff. So you're just a human being, biological creature, like any other animal on earth. And you'll get old and die, and that'll be the end of your story. And a whole nother story will start again with some person somewhere else. You're dead and gone. You don't have to worry about going to heaven, hell, or none of that, or coming back again because you don't believe in that. And that's probably what's going to happen. Those who believe they're going to another parallel reality or going to another dimension, are raising their vibration to another dimension, et cetera, they're working on that. But don't leave one out of the other. Strengthen your body. Strengthen your mind. Strengthen your spirit. And then come what may. Come what may, you ready. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. My chat room is cranking up right now. Boom. My chat room is open. So this part of the show I set aside for you. I call it Your Time to Shine. It's a call-in section, guys. And so I wonder what you think about the subject matter. I think everybody needs to go ahead on and make that decision early in life. What y'all are they? I told you what happened to me when I became an atheist, a materialist. I was dangerous because I didn't care about life anymore. Other than enjoying it as best I can before I pass on, before I die. That's all there was to it. And if you put anything in the chat, I'm going to be monitoring that chat. So if you put anything in the chat, I will be able to respond to the chat. All right, because I'll be checking it out, and I will take your questions, your comments, your concerns, hysterical outbursts, whatever. Put it in the chat. And then, of course, call me, and you go on the air. If you want to call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. It's call-in time, folks, and it's your time to shine. And tonight I want to know, are you a physical body that has a spiritual experience every now and then when you go to church or whatever? Or are you an actual spiritual being on this earth on a physical journey? You tell me. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about it. My lines are open. My chat room is open. My phone number is area code 319. 527-6060. Let me give you a little music. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. Revolutionary Life is right here on Blog Talk Radio every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll be your host, Gary. That's my name. And tonight, guys, we've been talking about spirituality, atheism, the lack of spirituality, and spirituality, I guess you might say. And and tonight we ask the question, really, which one are you? Are you just a physical body, just here to get old and die? Or are you a spiritual being here on this earth on a physical journey? You're using a physical body to be able to walk among us as a spirit or whatever. What do you think? I gave my opinion. I talked about how suicide might be common among atheists because there's no life after death for an atheist. There's no life after death. And so when you die, you go. And I told you about the sign I saw, the atheist sign that says, the suicide victim says, left the sign saying, God, you cannot fire me. I quit. God, you can't fire me. I quit. An atheist, somebody with no spiritual mindset at all, can say that in the blink of an eye and mean it. Because as far as they're concerned, we're just like roaches. We're born, we have a house full of children, we get old and die. Everything does that. Just a routine. It's just a vicious circle. And some people check out. Some people say, this is what life's all about. It's already being done. You don't need me to do it again. I don't bring nothing new to the game. I was born, house children, got old and died. So what? So do mice. Had to be something more to life for me. Well, I would have been dangerous out there, guys. I was clinically insane in the sense that I was a danger to myself and others because I had got to the point where I didn't care if I lived or died. I didn't think it was any purpose in living in the first place. All this hard work and shit, just so you can go through the routine, so you can run the program. Oh, I was born. Yeah, I had a house full of kids. Yeah, I died. Next. If that's what life's all about, it was worthless to me to run that program over and over. And the people I saw living that program around me, grown-ups, some of them weren't having such a great time at it. Anyway. And like I told you, some of the atheists in my community had a slogan, live fast, die young, and have a good-looking corpse. What do you think? My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. My chat room is open. Questions, comments, concerns, I'll be monitoring that chat. Let me give you a little music while you think about that. Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. Revolutionary Life, guys. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You never know what the subject's going to be, guys. So take a look at my site. If you're on this site, you will notice that there is a follow button at the top of the page. If you want to know when these shows are live, you want to be notified when they're live. You hit that follow button and you'll be notified whenever we go live here at Revolutionary Life. Also, guys, there's a share button up there as well across from that follow button. If you know anybody who's interested in these subjects, and you might want to share this with them so they can come to Revolutionary Life and we can have that conversation. This is a call-in show. And so, guys, and we're in that call-in section, by the way. So I got an opportunity. I took the opportunity to speak on where I was coming from, that we can't be overly spiritual or overly physical, to tell the truth, because we need them both as long as we can have them together. When your body no longer can sustain life, life leaves your body. Whether that's because your body is diseased or whether you got you were killed or hurt or injured. If your body can no longer sustain life, life simply leaves your body. Life doesn't die. I told you. Death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. And check this out. I told you that when I was a teenager and an atheist, when I became an atheist, I was raised in a church, right, Christian church. But when I became an atheist, you know, I rebelled as a teenager against all that stuff. When I became an atheist, I was a danger to myself and others because I didn't mind dying. And not just, not for something noble. No. For material things. For material things, I put my freedom and my life. I was ready to put my freedom and my life and yours, if you got in my way, on the line. Because I had decided that there was no heaven or hell. There was no spirit. There was just this physical body and it's just going to get old and die. And so in my community, you could adopt ideology, live fast, die young, and have a good-looking corpse. If it was not for spirituality, if it was not for the pursuit of enlightenment, if it was not for an attempt at raising my consciousness, heightening my awareness, all of that New Age stuff, if it wasn't for that stuff, guys, I wouldn't be safe out here on the streets. because life wouldn't mean shit to me. Roaches have babies, get old and die. Did I come to this world just to do that? No. The spiritual people told me that I was came here for a purpose. And I like that. I'm sorry. But I like that idea. I like the idea that I'm here for a purpose. If I thought I was just here to go through the motions, baby, I wouldn't be worth shit to you or anybody else out there. Because I'd just be trying to get mine. He who dies with the most toys wins. Spirituality, enlightenment, all that new age good shit saved my life and maybe even yours. Somebody told me in the spiritual community that I was here for a purpose, not just to go through the motions. I wouldn't have been here. I couldn't have been born. I couldn't have come on this earth without a reason. I appeared on this earth in answer to a call of some kind. It's called cause and effect. There was a cause. I'm that effect. So I'm here for a reason. Damn, I like that. I don't know if that's true or not. But if you're going to choose a belief system, you can believe there's a heaven and a hell, and if you do right and do good, and even after you die, you'll be raised again and judged and whatnot. Okay, you can do that. I did it for, 18 years. I was born in the church, raised in the church. And so I believe there's a heaven and a hell. And I believe I had to be good to go to heaven or hell. I had to go to heaven and not hell. But once I got old enough, I no longer believed that. And one day I'll tell you why. And I think I even have an archive. You know, all of our shows are archived, guys. So if you missed this show, if you couldn't stay for the whole show or whatever, this show here itself will be in our archive in about an hour after we're done. So if you're on my page and you scroll down, you will see all of our previous shows. Pick a topic. Now, one topic is going to be on my being raised in church. Now, I forget the name of the title of that particular one. I forgot what I called it. But it was about my experience being raised in a Christian church, in a Southern Baptist church. All right, but after I got a certain age, I walked away from all of that. I was disillusioned by the people who claimed to practice and teach it, even. And everything to me proves itself at the point of practice. Every theory proves itself at the point of practice. So no matter what the good book said that I was raised and taught to read, no matter how good the good book said, turn the other cheek, to prepare a table before my enemies, all that good shit. No matter what the good book said, when I looked around at the practitioners of this philosophy as I grew up, I found that in practice, it's very difficult, to say the least, to carry on that practice. Turning the other cheek, preparing a table before your enemies, loving everyone. All that sounds great. But when I looked around at the people who practiced it, no. When I looked around at the people who taught it, the teachers, preachers, ministers, priests, people, not just the lay people trying to learn, right? The lay people are there to learn. But the people who were teaching them, the heads of the churches, their behavior was not consistent with the very book they told me to obey. So what did I do? I walked away from all of it. I became an atheist for a while. Made me kind of dangerous, guys, given my situation. Because I didn't care about life. If it wasn't for spirituality and enlightenment and new age and all that stuff, and I don't go for all of that stuff, but if it wasn't for this idea that I was born for a purpose, I'm on this earth for a purpose, I'd be a danger to you right now. I do believe. If I was still alive, because some of my neighborhood friends who grew up with the live fast, die young, and have a good looking corpse motto, lived fast, died young, and had a good looking corpse. They're gone. Some of the kids I grew up with. They had a good time. They had a good run at it. But they're gone. I'm still here. And I tell you, if somebody hadn't sold me, told me and sold me, this is my belief now, on the idea that I'm a spiritual being on a physical journey, on the idea that I come into this world and assume this physical body for a purpose, to carry out a purpose, to carry out a goal, a reason for being. Damn, I needed a reason for being bad, guys. Because I was clinically insane. I was a danger to myself and others. Because life didn't mean shit to me. Mine or yours. So, my belief, the thing that kept me alive and going was that spiritual pursuit, not the material one. Not the material one. The material one probably would have took me under. Or you under. It probably would have took my freedom. Years in prison. Or it took my life. But I'm here. And I'm here because I chose to believe. What you believe, you perceive, they say. I chose to believe that I am a spiritual being. Yeah. And that I inhabit a physical body. And as long as it stays healthy, I'll stay in it. And the reason I have this physical body is so I can walk among y'all. And the reason I need to walk among y'all because there's something I need to carry out. There's a reason I was brought here. I appeared here. And that keeps me going. That fired me up. That kept me alive several years more than a lot of friends of mine. I said, protect yourself. I said, take care of your health, your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. And you're ready for whatever comes down the pike. If you're weak in any of those areas, that's where you're going to get hurt, taken down. Your mind, your body, and your spirit, if it's strong, come what may, you're ready. You're as ready as you can be. I got a few more minutes. My line is still open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. Call me. You go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. I got my chat room open. Log into the chat. And I'm watching it for comments, questions, that kind of thing. And I will address those questions as they arise in the chat. All right, let me give you a little music while you think about that. Call me. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're talking about everything that affects our lives every day. We take those subjects on from a revolutionary point of view. And remember, revolution is just change. And if there ain't but one thing constant in this world, it's change. You see, the reactionary holds back change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. Get it? If you're on the front of change, when it goes down, imagine yourself being a surfer and a big wave is coming. If you time it just right, you can ride that wave and it'll take you forward, progressive. If you time it wrong, it's going to slap you down and take you underwater. Every surfer knows how to time a wave. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here on change. And things are changing right now, folks. I got to do a whole nother session on that. The world is changing right now, right in front of your eyes. And if you think it's the same way it was yesterday, you got another thing coming. As my mom used to say, you got another thing coming. Things are changing. Keeping your finger on the pulse allows us revolutionaries to stay on the vanguard of that change. See, when you're on the front of change, you might have something to do with how it's shaped when it lands. You might have something to say about what that change is going to look like. But you're on the ass end of change, you probably won't have anything to say about anything. It's too late. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And my name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. We have been talking about spirituality because I think everybody has to make this decision sooner or later in their lives. Are you just a physical being? Have you made that decision? And maybe have a spiritual practice where you go to church on Sunday or something. Or are you a spirit on a physical journey in this world? Which one are you? That was our topic for tonight. This show will be archived in about an hour. So if you missed it, if you caught it on the ass end, don't worry about it. It's going to be in our archive. If you're on my site and you scroll down, you will see all of our older shows. And this show here will be on that list in about an hour after we finish tonight. And so don't worry if you can't stay for the whole show, guys. It's all recorded. It's all archived. If you know somebody who might be interested in the subject and would like to discuss it more, have some questions, some comments on this subject matter, you can have them, I got a share button up there. You can send them that share button and they can come on my site. Like I said, this is a call-in show. And so they get a chance to participate in writing in my chat room, or they can call my phone number and go straight onto the air. That's the way we do it here. And also, there's a follow button up at the top of my page. If you hit that follow button, you will be notified whenever we go live here at Revolutionary Life. And you get a heads up on the subject matter because you never know what the subject's going to be. This is true. It happens like that, guys. Because I have social media sites. And if there's a hot question on social media, if there's a deep question on social media, if there's an interesting question on social media, I might bring that to the show. Well, my contacts on social media might be discussing something they feel is a very important subject or important subject to them. If I think that subject might be important to you, interesting to you or whatever, I'll bring it to the show. So you never know. Hit that follow button, get yourself a heads up on what the show is going to be and when it's going to be and when it goes live. You'll be notified. Share it with people that you know. who might be interested in the subject or have something to say about it. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. I appreciate it. It keeps this show going. And I'll be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It'll be Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'll see you all or talk to you all tomorrow night at 7. That's going to end our show for tonight, guys. I'll give you a little music on the way out. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow night. Hang in there. Be fearless and have no doubts. None, none, none. My name is Gary. This is Revolutionary Life, and we're signing off. Here's a little music to say goodbye. Bye. Good night, everyone. Have a great night.